The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 18, text number 61, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on August 29th, 2009, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So, tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text number 61. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Ishvara sarvabhutanam
hridesher junatishtati
brahmayan sarvabhutani
yantra rudhani mayaya.
Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridesher junatishtati
namayan sarvabhutani
yantra rudhani mayaya.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Purport. Arjuna was not the supreme knower, and his decision to fight or not to fight was confined to his limited discretion. Lord Krishna instructed that the individual soul is not all in all, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or He Himself, Krishna, as the localized Supersoul, sits in the heart directing the living being. After changing bodies, the living entity forgets his past deeds. But the Supersoul, as the knower of the past, present, and future, remains the witness of all his activities. And therefore, all the activities of living entities are directed by this Supersoul. The living entity gets what he deserves and is carried by the material body, which is created in the material energy under the direction of the Supersoul. As soon as a living entity is placed in a particular type of body, he has to work under the spell of that bodily situation. A person seated in a high-speed motor car goes faster than one seated in a slower car, though the living entities, the drivers, may be the same. Similarly, by the order of the Supreme Soul, material nature fashions a particular type of body to a particular type of living entity so that he may work according to his past desires. The living entity is not independent. One should not think himself independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The individual is always under the Lord's control. Therefore, one's duty is to surrender, and that is the injunction of the next verse.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Gada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Agana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam. Advaita Sabaduta Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
Do you think you're independent? If you do, think again. You're not independent. In conditioned life, we are completely under the dictation of the modes of material nature. The only position of true independence is achieved by the pure devotee. Everyone is forced into certain situations by his past karma. Prabhupada gives the example of somebody is in a fast motor car and someone's in a slow motor car. That is according to his past activities. Someone is male, someone is female. Someone is good looking, someone is ugly. Someone is very strong, someone is very weak. Someone is healthy, someone is sick. Somebody is loved, someone is hated. This is all karma. But there's nothing to lament or rejoice. Someone who's very healthy, popular, wealthy, they think they are all happy and enlivened by it, you see. Someone who's poor and sick, they're unhappy about them. But the liberated soul, the transcendentalist, doesn't matter for him. He can be healthy. He can be sick. He can be wealthy. He can be poor. He can be male or female. It doesn't matter to him. Or her. Because the liberated soul is beyond the modes of nature. He finds his pleasure in relationship with the supreme source of all existence. That supreme person who was realized and glorified in beautiful poetry 155 trillion years ago by Lord Brahma. Some people think, well, this Krishna worship only started 5,000 years ago. But that's not true. Krishna Bhakti is from the very beginning of the universe. And even before that, because there have been millions and billions and trillions and quadrillions and octillions and zillions and zillions and zillions to the zillionth power of manifestations of these material universes from the breathing of Mahavishnu. Krishna worship has been going on for all of that time.
служението на Кришна продължава през цялото това време.
Krishna is the original source of everything.
Кришна е началният източник на всичко.
Aham sravasya pravavo mutak sarvam pravartate iti madva bhajante bang buddha bhava samandita. Krishna says, I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds.
Krishna казва, аз съм източникът на всички материални и духовни светове.
Everything emanates from me.
Всичко се излъчва от мен.
The wise who know this perfectly,
мъдрите, които знаят този факт съвършенно,
engage in my devotional service.
Се ангажират в предано служене на мен.
And they worship me with all their hearts.
И ме обожават с цялото си сърце и душа.
Now I would like to ask you this. What does everything mean?
Бих искал да ви попитам следното. Какво означава всичко?
Does it mean a lot of stuff?
Значи ли това много неща?
Yes.
Да.
But more than that.
Това е повече.
Everything means everything.
Всичко означава всичко.
There is nothing that is not included within everything.
Няма нещо, което да не е включено във всичко.
That means all the Vishnu avatars, you see.
Това значи всички аватари на Вишну.
They are coming from Krishna.
Всички аватари Вишну, които произлизат от Кришна.
All the demigods, they are coming from Krishna.
Боговете също произлизат от Кришна.
Everything, even Sophia is coming from Krishna.
Всичко, дори и град София произлиза от Кришна.
There is nothing that doesn't come from Krishna.
Няма нещо, което да не произлиза от Кришна.
Sometimes people ask, well, where does Krishna come from?
Тогава някои хора питат, откъде пък Кришна произлиза?
Krishna comes from Krishna.
Кришна произлиза от Кришна.
He's self-manifested.
Той е себе проявен.
Why is he manifesting himself? One might ask. What's he doing manifesting himself anyway? Krishna is manifesting himself for the pleasure of being Krishna. Who said that he should do that? He did. Nobody else. It was his idea, nobody else's idea, that he should exist and that he should manifest all of these living entities from himself to expand his own pleasure exponentially. After all, it is stated by Chanakya Pandit that a home without children is like a desert. So Krishna, he could live alone in a desert if he wanted to. After all, he is Atmaram. But since he is all powerful, he is free to enjoy any way he wants to enjoy. So if he chooses to manifest an unlimited number of living entities from himself, that's his business. You can't fault him for doing that. That's his position. He can do whatever he wants. It's all his pleasure pastimes. So he's emanating us from himself for that purpose of enjoying that loving rasa with us. This is why if you don't give your love to Krishna, you cannot be happy. Because the very nature of your being is to love Krishna. Just like a fish, by his nature, is meant to be in the water. We are by nature meant to love and serve Krishna. As confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jivera Savrupa Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. So if you ever wondered who you are and why you exist, now we have the answer for you. You're the emanation of Krishna. In fact, you exist at this very minute because Krishna is emanating you from himself for the purpose of enjoying loving relationship with you. That's why you exist right now at this second. That's why as soon as you join the Hare Krishna Kirtan, you feel like you're swimming in an ocean of bliss. Have you ever been walking down the beach and saw a poor little fish flapping in the sand, struggling for his life? And then picked up that poor little creature and thrown him in the ocean? And observed how happy he was once he was back in the water? That's Hare Krishna Kirtan. The spiritual master picks us up and he throws us into the ocean of transcendental bliss. We were flapping in agony on the beach in the sands of Tamagun, Rajagun, Sattvagun, dying in those sands. But that most merciful spiritual master, he picked us up and he threw us in the water. And now we are swimming in the nectarian ocean of Krishna consciousness. We're inviting the whole world, come on, jump in, the water is great. Why are you suffering there in the modes of nature? Trying to build a castle made out of sand. Don't you realize when the tide comes in, sir, that your whole civilization will be finished? Actually, their civilization is crumbling now. Terrorism, global warming, environmental pollution, economic recession, the whole thing is falling apart. Do you realize how much farmable land is turning into desert every year on this planet? Do you realize how many acres of rainforest is being cut down at every minute to grow beef cattle for McDonald's hamburgers? If you were to hear the statistics and to analyze them very carefully, you would see that this so-called advanced civilization is suicidal. This civilization is killing itself right now. But we have the remedy. How to save the whole world. And we have the order from Srila Prabhupada. Actually, he gave the order to his disciples. He told us to save the world. His order. But we Prabhupada disciples, we're getting old now. We're dying off. So now we are passing this order to you, the grand disciples. And now you must become perfect in Krishna consciousness and you must save the world. We are simply passing this order to you from Srila Prabhupada. We are trying our best to save the world. while we are here. And hopefully it will be saved before we leave. But just in case it isn't, we're passing it on to you. Save these people. They are dying. They are drowning. They are suffering like anything. You have the formula in your hands that will deliver the whole world. The system of Bhakti Yoga. Now you become very serious to seriously practice it strictly according to Prabhupada's instructions. And be kind upon your brothers and sisters here in Bulgaria. Make Bulgaria the first Krishna conscious country in the world. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Yeah.
We know that there is a 10,000 years of the golden age, and has started just 500 years ago, and it is predicted that there will be a spiritual
renaissance.
Yes. So we see the degradation now, just 500 years ago, after the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Will it continue to degrade, or?
That's up to us. If we remain slack in our Krishna bhakti, it will continue to degrade. But if we become very, very pure and strong, we become very, very pure devotees, then we can bring the degradation can be stopped. So that is up to us, whether it will degrade further or where we can now pick it up and turn it around. We have to beg for the mercy that we can turn it around. Who wants to see the whole world civilization collapse and break down into anarchy? I don't want to see that. I'd love to see, all the prime ministers and presidents reading Prabhupada's books. I would love to see that, you see. Just imagine if every parliament and every Congress and Senate, they had kirtan for each session, Hare Krishna kirtan, to begin each session. There's that famous quote from Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He says, when the high court judges wear tilak, then we are successful. So does that mean Shivite tilak? Now that means they're all Vaishnavas. You see, that is how we measure the success. How many high court judges now on this planet are wearing tilak? I don't think there's even one. So we have our work cut out for us. And to preach like anything, distribute books, do Harinam, Prasadam distribution, become pure, give our love to people, make them devotees.
Harinam,
Our lives will be glorious. You know what Prabhupada told Vishnu Jana Maharaj? He said, you're always saying all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Why don't you become glorious? So how to become glorious? You act as an instrument of the previous acharyas. Don't take any credit. You give all credit to Guru and Krishna. But you boldly preach this message to everyone that you possibly can. Next question. Yeah.
We see that in order to preach to people, we should practice ourselves the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. And he said regarding the income of a devotee that he should distribute like 50% for the propagation of Krishna consciousness and 25% for his needs and 25% for urgency.
Yes, that is our standard, yeah.
Yes.
What's the question?
So his question is that we see that practically for the devotees it's difficult to follow this.
Well, at least, there one thing you can do is do you take a collection every Sunday? When you have these feasts, do you take a collection? Okay. That would be a good beginning. You can take a basket around. Everybody chip in to help out. Are you doing that? Yes? Okay, very good. That's the first thing. Everybody should give as much as they can when they come to the temple. Don't come to the temple empty-handed. You bring some contribution. That is a devotional principle. In the Christian church, they are giving 10%. I don't know about Bulgaria, but in the U.S., it is a very strong principle for Christians. They must give 10% of their income to the church. And that money has made them very powerful. You should see the church buildings they build in the U.S. It's really amazing. It's just amazing. The huge acreage, big, huge, tall building, huge parking lot, classrooms, offices, huge complexes, millions and millions of dollars worth of properties.
Yeah.
And they're all over the place. They have this 10% principle, tithing they call it. So even if our devotees can give 10% of their income, our movement will become very powerful. Yes.
Това е специално отварянето на Сънпани Мунскула.
She would like to ask about the Food for Life program in Vrindavana. It also includes opening of schools for the local Vrajabasi children. So we know that opening of a school is like a mundane activity, but since it's for the Vrajabasi children, do we consider this activity?
Yeah, but they're educating them in Krishna consciousness. That's pretty transcendental. Not just a mundane school. I mean, I've seen one of our buddies here in Gujarat State, he opened a school also. He found it was a way of preaching. So every day they have kirtan, they teach them Krishna bhakti, they train all the children to become devotees. And the parents pay for it. It's a pretty good deal. The parents pay, and the children learn how to become a devotee. Any other questions? Yeah.
So she's asking how to facilitate best one's preaching in his or her hometown. Like she has dedicated her life to the mission of Bhakti Chaitanya. How to facilitate?
Best. There are regular programs there. They're having. So you should go out regularly in the public. Whenever you have free time, you get one flyer. You take books. And you take invitations, and you go out and invite everyone to come to the programs at the center, and also you offer them a book. You can go out 8 hours every day, that is very good. Whatever time you have free, you go out, even if it's eight hours every day. And there's no question of going out too much. You become addicted to preaching. This is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. By going out and preaching, distributing invitations and books, you'll become so addicted to preaching you won't want to eat and sleep anymore. We need devotees who can go out and be fully dedicated for preaching on the streets, knocking on doors, home to home, going in stores, wherever you can. Go to stores, go to homes, go to the street corner, wherever people are, approach them, invite them to the temple and the center there, and give them a book and ask for a contribution. That is called frontline preaching. Just like in the war, there are many different, the battle is fought on many different fronts. The artillery is there behind the lines, shelling the enemy. The air force is dropping bombs. The most celebrated heroes are the frontline soldiers out there battling it out with the enemy directly on the ground. They are the most decorated soldiers. So you can become a frontline soldier for Lord Chaitanya. Any other questions? Yeah. Actually, he had a question. I'll take his turn now.
Нито праната е наша енергия, нито ума е наша енергия. Обектите влизат в ума, ума влиза в обектите. И специално за нас имам предвид себе си, съпругата ми. Аз гледам, че ние твърде бавно напред. Какво може да се направи по това?
He has heard from the devotees that if one makes one step towards Krishna, Krishna makes 10 steps towards him. And this can happen only by the mercy of the devotees and the spiritual master. But as we heard from today's purport, that nobody is independent in his endeavors. So
no one is independent as long as they're within the material nature.
Никой не е независим, докато се намира под гоните на природата.
But by the mercy of the spiritual master, one is set free.
По милостта на духовния учител, човек се освобождава.
You're liberated.
Става свободен, освободен.
And then you can act freely and independently and to choose to give yourself completely in Krishna's service.
И тогава човек може да действа свободно и независимо да избира да се отдаде напълно в служението на Кришна.
Questions, Mara?
Някой чувам от Кришна Прама Гари, че по-добре е много разпространяват диско с Кришна Матри, Кришна Песна, защото било по-лесно за хората да
Sometimes we hear from certain devotees that it's better to nowadays to distribute Krishna conscious CDs with music or Krishna prasadam instead of books. It will be more acceptable for the general public. What do you think about that?
Who said that?
Well, I heard from at least several times.
He heard it several times at least.
I can show you right there in the Veda base where Prabhupada said this record distribution, this music distribution is not very important. It's right there, direct quotes from
Prabhupada.
Don't take advice from these people who don't represent Prabhupada properly. Yeah, I found it the other day in the Veda base. Prabhupada is directly saying no to this record distribution as having being very important thing. It can be done as a secondary thing. But book distribution, that is the real preaching. Without the books, I just think it's some beautiful sounds and that'll be it. If you want to make someone Krishna conscious, give them the books.
Ако искате да направите някой Кришна осъзнат, дайте му книгите. She's offering her basis to you, and she says that previously she has been visiting the the Church of the Evangelists.
Which church? Evangelical Christians?
Yes. So now she has a strong desire to invite them to the Vedic Center. And to
invite them?
Yes.
You can try. They'd probably think you're crazy and not try just to convert you back to their religion. So I would be careful about doing that if I were you. I wouldn't be so attached to doing that right now. They're not your best candidates for preaching. You could invite them, but they're probably just going to, I mean, don't expect much from it. I'm not saying it's wrong. Your desire to help them is good. But I'm saying they probably will not be successful because they're fanatical, these Christians. It's better to find innocent people and bring them. You'll have better success in doing that. Yeah, then a few more questions. He had one.
He's saying that he has not a question, but he's saying that 99% of the people they say that they do not read, they just watch TV or listen to music. So therefore,
so you have to attract them to read. That is your preaching. You have to turn the couch potatoes into scholars. Save your countrymen. Next question. He
had noticed that there are different modes of the preachers when they are distributing the books. One of the modes is to just to approach people who doesn't know anything and just to pass the books on to them and in this way attract them. And the other mode is to first cultivate a relationship with these people, make friends with them, and then when they trust you, then you can give them the book. So there are two different approaches. What do you think?
Основният аргумент на втората група е, те казват, дори тия хора да вземат тия книги, повечето от тях въобще никой няма да ги прочита. Затова няма голяма полза.
Yes, the argument of the second group is that even if you give the book to those people in this way, without making a relationship with them, they will not get interested in the book.
So what's the question then?
Този първият начин на книга разпространение е ефективен. Защото изглежда, че някои хора те казват, ако не направиш първо приятелство с хората, дори да им дадеш книга, няма да има голяма полза.
The question is whether this first approach is effective to, just to pass on the books without...
Both of them are good. Both programs should go on simultaneously. Just like in warfare, what's more effective? The frontline soldiers, the artillery, the air force, the tank division, what's more effective? The most effective thing is everything working together in a coordinated way under the leadership.
Най-ефективно е всичко да действа заедно, координирано от лидерството.
The Sankirtan leader, you should make the strategy. Some devotees can do the Namahat style preaching that you're describing. You cultivate the people, have programs, you know, and then give them the books along with that. That's one approach. Another approach is to approach everybody on the street and give them a book. Both approaches are there.
Това е задължение на Sankirtan лидера да организира проповядване по такъв начин, че да има както Намахат проповядване с култивиране на хората и също да има директно в Sankirtan улицата.
It's not that one is better than the other. That's a false, that's an incorrect idea that one has to be better than the other one.
Не е правилно заключението, че един подход е по-добър от другия.
Both programs have proven themselves to be effective.
И двете програми са доказали, че са ефективни.
Therefore, both programs should go on simultaneously. It can even be done by the same devotees. During the morning, during the daytime, they can be frontline preachers giving out books. In the night, they can do cultivation. Same devotee can take both roles, you see. Book distributor by day and cultivator by night. Yes.
Cultivation can be only done if the person is favorable, but the book, if anybody takes and leaves the place, the books will act as time bombs, as it has always done.
These books are time bombs, that's right. They are planting seeds everywhere. Wherever these books go out, you're planting seeds of bhakti everywhere. They're very, very powerful. There are so many stories of people who got a book and they were completely transformed by it. I mean, the stories we hear from devotees who go out distributing books, it's amazing what's happening every day right now on this planet. Some devotee in New Zealand, he didn't want to be out distributing books. He wasn't very happy doing it. He wanted just to go back and eat and sleep. But he out of duty, he was going door to door. He wasn't really into it, but he just pushed himself to go door to door. And some old man came to the door. He said, "I've come here to tell you about Krishna." Devotee told the man. As soon as the man heard the word Krishna, he went into ecstasy. Krishna. He just went into a state of ecstasy. As soon as he heard the word Krishna, it's like he was completely just hearing the word Krishna one time, he was completely transformed. Some old man is getting ready to die. He heard the word Krishna, and it's just like he was regaining his spiritual identity. Just by one time, the Sankirtan devotee said Krishna one time, he was completely transformed by hearing the word. So don't tell me that going out and approaching people with books is not powerful. I'll never accept it. Never in a thousand years.
Did he take any
books?
I forget the end of the story. Yeah, he must have. I forget the story. Yeah, I subscribe to the book distribution conference. There's every day, every few days we get the most nectarian reports from the front lines. Yeah, and some of my disciples also are very much into book distribution. They go out every chance they get. They love it. It's like the sweetest nectar. It's sweeter than the Sunday love feast for them, going out and distributing books.
Yeah.
Since we are talking about book distribution, it's an interesting topic. In Bulgaria, there used to be many Sankirtan devotees, but not nowadays. There are few, very few left. So obviously, the reason is that devotees are losing their faith that book distribution is the most effective way to preach. And their argument is that just see what is the situation. Many books were distributed in the past, but now what is the result? So in this way, they're saying,
if you go out and preach, you'll find the result. There are people out there who are reading the books right now, just waiting to be approached again. They've gotten the seed, now you have to go water the seed.
Knows that
it's all over Bulgaria, thousands of them have the books. See, in the age of Kali, people don't go to the temples. It's not the age. That's in the Dvaraka Yuga. People aren't inclined to go to temples. No. So the temple has to go to them. Hari Nam Sankirtan and book distribution. If you go out and preach, you'll be amazed at the experiences you'll have. You'll be amazed what happened. You'll feel how you're connecting with Krishna on Hari Nam Sankirtan. Yes.
She is asking, what is exactly the how this greatest mercy is manifested for the frontliners? Is it a general for all the frontliners, or it differs from one devotee to another?
I don't follow the question.
She's asking about the great mercy that the frontliners are getting.
Frontliners.
So she's asking,
what is that mercy?
Is it like a general mercy all the frontliners are getting?
Anybody who takes up this mood of preaching in any capacity, whether they're a married person, a single person, whether they're preaching to their neighbors, or they're preaching. Anybody who takes the mood of preaching, they'll get the same mercy. Doesn't matter. You can't preach by book distribution, then preach to all of your associates. Be an ideal example of Krishna consciousness.
And
then you will also get that mercy. Начатасман манушейсу каще джатати сиддхие ятатам апи сиддханам каще нанг мети татвата. Was that the verse? No. And that was a concoction, I guess. How does that verse go? 269. Look it up. Oh, I have the Gita here. 1869. Yeah, that's it. Nachatasman manusheshu kashchen mai priyakritamaha pavita nachame tasmad anya priyataro bhuvi. Krishna is describing the preacher. He says, there is no servant in the world, in this world, more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear.
Описва проповедника. Той казва, в този свят няма слуга, който да ми е по-скъп от него и никога няма да има по-скъп от него.
So whoever takes up this mood of preaching, they will get the special mercy of Krishna. Any type of preaching.
Затова всеки, който приеме това настроение на проповядване, каквото и да е.
According to your capacity, according to your situation, you preach within that situation and you'll get the same mercy.
Човек ще получи същата милост. Ако проповядва според капацитета си, според възможностите си във всяка една ситуация.
Any other question?
Други въпроси?
Много ентусиазиращо посланието на Махарадж. Обаче Прабхупад казва, че човек първо трябва да направи своя живот успешен и тогава да учи другите.
Your message is very enthusing. Your message is very uplifting, enthusing. But Srila Prabhupada also says that one should make his life perfect first, and then preach. So where is the border?
Yeah. Some people say, when I become a pure devotee, then I will preach.
Някои хора казват, нека първо да стана чист преданен и тогава да проповядвам.
Prabhupada sent us out preaching. In my initiation letter, Prabhupada told me go every day for preaching.
Шрила Прабхупада ни изпращаше да проповядваме. В едно писмо, в моето посвещение, той ми написа, отивай всеки ден да проповядваш.
I was a brand new raw recruit and Prabhupada told me to go out preaching every day.
Аз бях
So the insider secret is this. The fastest way to make advancement in Krishna consciousness is to go out and preach.
Така че тайната е, вътрешната тайна е, че най-бързият начин да се направи напредък.
So whatever you have realized about Krishna, you broadcast that to the entire world.
Е човек да излиза да проповядва, какво си разбрал за Кришна, реализирал, разпространявай го на целия свят.
Do you know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
Може да питаш хората, знаете ли, че Кришна е върховната божествена личност?
You do? Yes?
Тоест, ти знаеш ли това?
Do you know that?
Да.
Then tell the whole world.
Тогава казвай на целия свят.
You tell everyone, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what is the difficulty?
Казвай на всички, че Кришна е върховният Бог.
You don't have to preach over your head, just tell them what you've realized. And you know what Krishna will do? If whatever you have realized about Krishna, you tell that, Krishna will give you more realization. And if you tell that, he will give you even more realization. Why do you think I'm traveling and preaching all over the world? Is ISKCON paying me to do this? No way. I'm doing this because the more I share my realizations, the more Krishna gives me realizations. And I can tell you one thing. I'm very greedy to realize more and more and more about Krishna. Therefore, I travel and preach like anything. Even though I have an aging body and it's not always easy for me. I'm in my 60s. But still, I am aggressively traveling and preaching all over the world. And Krishna is making me feel like a young man. Yes.
Някой преднаудаден ги е срам да проповядва. нали, като с оправданието, че нали, аз съм по-добра в кухнята или някъде другаде, нали, друго мога да правя, обаче това не. Сега как мога да ви обясним на тези хора, че абсолютно всички трябва да проповядват, независимо от успеха или от неуспеха. Поне аз така мисля. Но как да им обясня на тези хора, че нали, всеки един трябва да проповядва? Нали, това е вашето послание.
He's saying that some devotees are ashamed to go and not ashamed, but they are shy to go and preach because they are saying that some other service is suitable for them and they don't go and preach. So how to tell them?
Then they should serve the preachers.
Тези личности трябва да служат на проповедниците.
Feed them, cook for them nice prasadam.
Да ги хранят с хубав прасадам.
By serving the preachers, you will get the same mercy the preachers get.
На проповедниците, те ще получават същата милост като от тях.
Give them all service, give them all help. Those who are preaching, give them all service, all help.
Тези, които проповядват, помагайте им всячески.
And you will get the same mercy as the preachers give.
И тогава ще получите същата милост като проповедник.
All right, this is the last question. Yeah.
Къде е границата в смисъл такъв, че когато им кажем на хората нещо, което те не могат да го разберат и да повярват, те почват да правят оскърбление. И фактически каква е границата? Как да разбираме? Колко да проповядваме? И какво точно?
How to know to discriminate when we are preaching, what to tell people in order not to give them information that they don't understand.
Right. Phalena parichyate. You know the Sanskrit?
Знаеш ли този санскрит? Phalena parichyate.
Не.
Judge by the result.
По резултата се съди.
When you're preaching to somebody, you have to look at, you have to see what's going, you have to judge their, you have to psychoanalyze people when you preach to them. A good preacher is a psychoanalyst also. It's like I'm preaching to you right now. So as I'm preaching to you, I'm psychoanalyzing you. By observing your face, the face is the index of the mind. By observing your face, I can see how my words are affecting your consciousness. And I tailor fit my presentation to inspire and enliven you to advance in Krishna consciousness. You have to connect with the super soul within their heart. Be in the mood of serving them and helping them. Be in the mood of loving service. And then Krishna from within your heart, he will tell you exactly what to say to them. Tesham satata yuktanam vajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddhiyogam tam yenamam upayanti te. Krishna will give you the intelligence exactly what to say so that they can come to him. You have to be humble. You have to understand you are simply an instrument of the previous acharyas. You should never consider yourself to be a great preacher. Just be an instrument in the hands of the previous acharyas. And then the previous acharyas will use you as an instrument and speak through you. You have to channel the previous acharyas.
Ти трябва да станеш като
beginning with your spiritual master and all these spiritual masters back to Krishna. So in this way you will be successful. Don't laugh. This is serious. Stop laughing. Okay, we'll stop here. Huh?
Не може да се концентрирам само върху хората, които исках да проповядам, а събраха и други хора. И трябва ли да избягваме такава ситуация или само конкретно върху една личност, примерно, трябва да се концентрирам?
He had an occasion when he started to preach to someone and a group of people gathered around them and it was difficult to concentrate, so should
take them away somewhere and say, let's go to an area where we can have a little more private conversation. You have to use your intelligence. Don't let them control the situation. You control the situation. The preacher has to take control of the situation on behalf of Krishna. Just remember, when you're out preaching, you're in charge. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you all very much for so kindly heeding these words of wisdom from our Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas. Raja Vidra Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
His Grace Srimad Sankarsana Prabhu Ki Jai.